Blog Talk Radio.
Join us every Friday and Saturday from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Guest call-in number is area code 657-383-1630. Hear the voices of Indigenous women rise from across Turtle Island, individually and collectively, about the injustices and what matters to us. Hello, my name is Bernice Seminole, and I am Northern Arapaho. I am waiting for Grandma Jenny to call. She is the one that usually leads the show. So just a little bit of a delay here. So last night, Friday, March 4th, 2022, we talked about behaviors from the last show last week, last Saturday, and all of the chaos that ensued. So I'm pretty sure Grandma Jenny kind of wants to pick up where she left off and talk about behavior, how to carry ourselves as grandmothers, as women. And here she is now. Grandma Jenny, can you come on, please?
Manny Hyde calling in from the Blackfoot territories up here in Montana. I don't know. There's so much to continue to share and speak about. I was sitting here thinking, how do we continue this conversation? At the same time, sharing things that we know we're trying to help our people at the same time, and it feels like, who are we really teaching or talking to at times, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So much going on our reservation. Just earlier today, my cousin out in the Star School area district, she said a guy kind of come breaking into her house. She described him, had blue eyes and tattooed all over his face, and he's freaking out. And, he's saying, they're going to shoot. Don't shoot us or shoot me or something, And she said he's all high and shit, She said that the community is just, it's not the way it used to be, because I grew up in that community, too. That's just, a few miles out from Red Blanket,
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad to hear all of that, and just even feeling like they have to move, but at the same time, it's going, well, why do they have to move? So, they direct it towards the business council, the ones that want to, take authority and over all of us,
Yeah.
So they're responsible for everything, that they're supposed to be trying to stop or not let, allow it or what to be happening on a reservation. But no, they're all focused, they stay on the money. They're not focused on life itself. So it's sad to hear that. Well, when you hear all of that, it makes you and helps you, supposed to help you to understand how poor our people are becoming destroyed, destructing. I mean, just everything, So we try to share that and want to share that what's going on in our areas, and it's happening all over. Then we look at the bigger picture off of the reservation and what's happening. And all of this going on at the same time, and then we're trying to figure out, what is it? I'm still asking, what is it that was given to our people, what was given to us women?
Mm-hmm.
We have to get that together ourselves as women. And yeah, it's true. We have to start believing in our men too at the same time. It's hard for them just as much as it's hard for us too to live in this world. They have all these laws that are made against us, everything, to protect them. They have all this, military weapons, they could use against us, You see what's going on across the ocean. That could happen right here. Huh?
We got to think of the We're not even
you were not because they won't listen to us. They won't listen. You know, they say, oh, you know, we'll listen to the woman, but they don't. Well, listen. There was supposed to be a woman advisor in every tribe. Every chief or whatever they claim they are supposed to have a strong-minded woman advisor that knows and sees, you know, how this world basically, you know, you have to go to those teachings, you know, the ceremonies to understand the teachings of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That you know, we're supposed to learn from anything and everything that's being revealed today. Look at all those grave sites they're finding, you know. And, you know, they're already, to me, I see they're already revealed. You know, we revealed, you know, they're hiding all of this, you know. They hide all of that. They want to hide. They want, and then they use our brain, you know, they try to make us, you know, not remember that, you know.
Yeah.
So they don't want us to remember, know any of that, because that revealed them. And I say, you know, that's why I always say, gee, I'm tired of playing God with all of us, you know, the godly thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm tired of it now. I mean, look what happened. Look what's going on, you know. They're still having their holy wars across the oceans, too, huh? And
well,
all that, he brought all that. Yeah, they brought all that over here. It don't belong here, you know, but they brought it here, you know. They built something that where it don't belong.
And that's what causes the division amongst our people, is what they brought here.
Yeah.
All of their Bibles, all of their churches, all of their war philosophies or their control issues. That's kind of what
you start understanding their history. You know, but I ask about them, well, tell me your guys' creation stories, you know? And of course they can go is Jesus and nothing beyond that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. See, but we have that here. We have our creation stories and our territories. Mm-hmm. I know our people, you know, and other tribes have it too, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to basically stop them from destroying them, you know? We'll be trying to build here, you know, not in a goddamn city here, but that's what they're doing. On our reservation, that's what we see while they're trying to build, set up to build a city there, you know? Because
mm-hmm.
They talk about the super highway, and I, darn chairman that, you know, is sitting in that chair, you know, trying to protect his own children from selling drugs out of his home, you know, he knows, he talked about that with me, but I heard about it when I went to South Dakota, but, you know, he confirmed it after he mentioned it to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, I heard about it already, you know? It's there already, you know. That's what they're building. And you can see how they're basically, even with that water compact, you know, they're setting up right there to build, you know. And that's why I tell our people, you know, they're going to come in. If they get away with taking our territory, abolishing our reservation and stuff,
mm-hmm.
They're going to be a big city. Big city around everybody. Nobody won't have no right say anything because they sold their land. Huh? And then, you know, this Browning would just be the poor side of town, you know. That's what the future, you know, is going to be for these younger ones, you know. And it could be worse than that, you know. Yeah.
So we've got a new one. Go ahead.
But they don't seem to want to look at, you know, forward ahead, you know, to see what possibilities of what's going on, because the United States government is always going to been our enemy, you know. Everything and anything we talk about in history, you know, it's because of them. It's what happened. You know? Well, I understand when Chinupa talks about that, so yeah, that's very damn true, you know, because those old ones, they, you know, when they were here, like I always say, if you actually went to the ceremonies when you were younger, you would understand what I'm talking about. But they would describe this world in animal form. It was never about people because the animals were here before. So the people come from their own location, and most of them across the seas, and what by animal form in their location where they belong or where they were created or what. And to understand that, you know, you think about it, you know. Gee, you know, everybody just don't really care or to respect or understand anymore. And the animals are talking to us all the time, too. And they know what's going on because they're, you know, they're walking on Earth every day. They feel what's going on with her, you know. And our people just got into this mind, you know, like mind control, you know, to keep on being our workers, or you're their patient, or you're their criminal, or, you know. You know, but they created a world full of debt. Pay your way in, pay your way all the way through, and your way out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, geez. That's not what was given to our people, huh?
So we've got a new caller from area code 708. Could you come on and tell us your name, the state you're calling from, and the tribe you are? Area code 708, could you come on? Okay, Grandma Jenny, do you want to just keep talking?
Yeah. You know, it's really sad because I feel that, you know, what happened on that show last weekend, it disturbed a lot of people, you know, why you see there ain't much people calling in, you know, because, I don't know, it was an ugly, ugly, you hear all that, you know?
Yeah, the chaos and all of the negative energy, the yelling, the screaming, the accusations, and that's not supposed to be who we are.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, the lack of consideration, because there, like I said last night, there was two ladies from the Wind River Reservation, from my reservation, that wanted to come on and talk and share their story. But because of all of the pandemonium that was on the show last week, they didn't get a chance. So, you know, that moment for them was stolen. And that's not right. That really isn't right. You know, and I was thinking about the energy. And energy says a lot, because we're all living beings. We're all about energy, whether it's negative, whether it's positive, whether it's peaceful, harmonious, whether there's unity. And when we say that we're dealing with missing and murdered indigenous peoples, you know, and I'm including everybody. Well, you know, when these people were here, they died a violent death energy. They fought for their life. That was energy. Negative energy. And so it kind of made me think about how that affects individuals, that kind of energy, when you're working with that kind of energy. Violence. You're working with abuse, you know, murder. Those are really solid negative energies there. And so from my point of view, and I really had to think about this today, is it impacted their minds, everybody's minds. And it showed Well, how are you going to help somebody if you're dwelling in negativity yourself? Because you have to keep yourself in prayer. You have to keep yourself smudged when you're dealing with violent energies. And that's exactly what they deal with on a daily basis. And so, you know, I don't know, personally, and this is my own opinion, how are you going to help victims' families if you're lashing out and you're not taking care of your own spirituality and your own mental health? But those are just kind of my own personal opinions. I don't know, you know, it makes sense to me when you look at it from a spiritual aspect, because then everything else makes sense when you look at it through spirituality, because that's who we are. We've always been spiritual people. And so something was lost. There was a disconnect last Saturday, a really big disconnect. And so, you know, I hope everybody takes care of themselves. You know, I wish everybody the best. You know, I don't think nothing of them. I don't take offense because that's not my behavior. My behavior is disciplined. Because of my age, I had to go through a lot to get where I am. I had to go through a lot to find my way. So, you know, I wish everybody the best of luck. I hope they take care of themselves mentally, physically, spiritually, because they're dealing with violent energies. And they need to keep themselves grounded. They need to remind themselves and each other if this is the field that they're going to work in. So, you know, and I want to give a big shout out to all of those ladies in the state of Washington that work so hard to get the Washington House Bill 1571 passed. I applaud all of them and all of their hard work to speak on behalf of the missing and murdered Indigenous women, people, spirited. So big applause for all of the ladies that work so hard to bring that together. You know, I don't have hard feelings. So Grandma Jenny, you can go ahead and take over.
Yeah. That's exactly how I felt about things, you know, in a way that there's so many things are happening today, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for our people, you know, even, you know, not only just us, but everyone, because, you know, like I say, you know, no matter how you look at it, it's happening to all of us, you know. Yeah. But when we look at our people, you know, we're trying to bring back who we are and how we're supposed to behave, you know, in a way, but how do we do that at times, you think? How do we do that with everything else happening, you know? Hmm? Everyone is taking part of something that's happening. Hmm? Then you look at, you know, I don't know how many of our women understand the teaching or the spiritual awakening, 13 years of a spiritual awakening, which were close to four more years left. And during this time of the 13 years of spiritual awakening, we're supposed to be waking up and understanding everything, you know, what's going on and what's happening, you know, and everything. You know, we're supposed to, you know, come out of this, you know, mind control, I call it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we're supposed to be trying to formation ourselves because, you know, the government ain't going to make you come and tell you how to be yourself again, you know. Yeah. And we got to still remember, you know, that they're our real enemy, you know, no matter how you stand. If you learn to understand how the government system runs, then you'll kind of get a bigger picture of what's happening. We know the wars over there are about territory. We know about they're about minerals and resources. Every goddamn war is about that. Huh? and it's still happening right here. We're still trying to stop them, trying to come in and start drilling and building in areas that we still consider sacred, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we got to look at protecting our territory first before we want to start, you know, trying to bring back our language and stuff. Otherwise, that if we don't have territory, then what the hell are we talking about? There'd be nothing there to explain, you know. It'll be a city, you know, instead of a mountain, you know, or a hill, or a build, or a bridge, you know. Well, you know, you got to understand it, you know? And then trying to encourage a woman to go back to the ceremony to learn. Once you start learning, to understand the teaching was given to our people, it helps you. It's a beautiful teaching because, like you say, we're considered a spiritual people.
Huh? Mm-hmm. We are.
Yeah.
We've always been.
And once you experience it, and you face it, and, you know, with no fear, you know, you'll feel it. You know, it's big. It, you know, you can feel that, you know, energy. It made me throw up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My face, I threw up. That's how strong that energy was. But I saw who I was, and I was not afraid, because I know who you are, too, you know?
Yeah.
But when you have that experience, and then you start, you know, learning, you know, what the sacred items and what, everything, you know, what goes with the teachings, you know, with their medicine, everything about, you know, what was given to us. You start learning that. You know? Then you start learning what was created before us and, you know, was destroyed before, you know, we were created, you know. So you look at the cycles of Earth, you know, or cleansing, you know, and we got to understand that, you know, that's kind of what's taking place right now. You know? Well, there's a lot, you know, we can really open up and understand it, but how are we preparing ourselves for it, you know?
How do you think we should prepare ourselves, Grandma?
Well, you have to look at, you know, if they're really destroying, you know, the air, the water, the, you know, the ground, the people, huh? Some people are moving to different areas, they're relocating where they're getting closer, you know, to clean water source, you know.
So area code 708, do you want to come online and say your name? Area code 708-475-2693. You want to come on and say your name? Area code 505-9840, could you come on and say your name?
This is Etta.
Hi, Etta. We're talking about behaviors, and we're talking about how Indigenous people have been spiritual people since the beginning of time. Is there anything you want to, like, touch base on or add to? Or
are you talking to me? This is Etta.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Go ahead.
Well, I think all of us knew how our grandfolks did things and things were done around us. I think what really messed up a lot of people, forgetting about who they are and where they come from, trying to be somebody that they're not, you know, instead of being yourself and be who the Creator makes you to be first.
Mm-hmm.
And then try to balance this life with the white man's world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really, what I see, it's not really, good in a lot of ways, putting our kids like, okay, that, you know, say on our, with our tribe, us earth people, and Navajo name was just thrown in there for us. We're not, shouldn't be called Navajos. Where's the original name? And that's exactly what happened. And when the treaties were signed with our elderly, our ancestors that went on the long walk, now that they came back, then the federal government wanted something different and pushed the BIA and to run the government like the white man's world right now. So everybody is off balance, what I see, and they're not respecting the treaty that was signed. So they're not, they don't even probably know how United Nations works. One thing we can do as community members is we can pass laws from our community and shoot it off to the president or shoot it off to our so-called lawmakers. I'm beginning to lose a lot of respect. You know, a time of election voting, and you know, here I see the Navajo Nation vice president is half what tribe? Comanche, I can't remember what he said, and then half Navajo. And the man is like running for Congress and he's a pastor and calls himself a preacher. You know? I don't think that a medicine man or either anybody that is in that field of being a pastor, preacher, whatever. I mean, does that and political doesn't mix? And right now we have to live with political. We can, and our community can make those changes and turn that around ourselves. You know, I feel like telling some of our people, where the hell do you even vote? Because we're a treaty tribe. The treaties were signed between our traditional practitioners, our Hatatis, our medicine men, signed the treaty with the United States government, and which was the enemy, they made that agreement. Now, I'm asking these people that are in office, like, say, the President Vice and these people that's supposed to be improving. Well, nobody takes care of the people in the community is what I'm learning and what the people need to know. And that's got to change. Because you hear of all this indigenous people missing, murdered, and I feel very sorry for our people. And the reservation is mostly in Arizona. And us New Mexico tribal members, the Ardené, so-called, you know, Navajo Nation, I see that the government, This virus brought a lot of things out. It brought out the truth in everything. You can see it real clear. And it stood right in the front door. Like, wake up. Look at the whole thing. And this is exactly what it shows, is that our leaders, so-called Navajo Nation president, vice president, and the government itself does not take care of their people. But yet on the oath, they put their hand on the Bible, and then on the other side, then they say the Treaty of 1868. And they don't respect the treaty. They don't respect the fundamental law. It's without the fundamental law. And they're trying to do things, and it's not working. And so I don't know how every tribe's government is, but I think that this Turtle Island is very important. And I think that everybody needs to look back into their treaty and what it says, because right now we got to all do it for our children and our kids and our grandkids. And we're going to be that much more lost. And to me, it's an insult to have the Navajo Nation Vice President Myron Leiser trying to say he's running for Congress. In other words, he's like, if you look at it and stop to think about it, it's like, I'm trashing the treaty. That don't count anymore. Now I'm going to become a full United States government, supposed to be sitting like other countries within the country, a nation within a nation. And that's the way the treaties were signed.
That's exactly right.
And how in the world can people not stop to understand that, what about our children and our grandkids? Maybe back then, my ancestors, they didn't speak English. They couldn't read and write. Well, you know, they ran over them. They did whatever they could. And in the white man's paper, we all got to remember that's their paper. And our treaty is above BIA and anything else, federal government. We all got to remember that, and we got to remind each other, and we got to educate each other on that issue.
That's right.
So in each community, we all got to do something and not just talk about it. I have not seen, say the missing and murdered, I have not seen any funds set aside for the victims that need it, for them to be able to have somebody to help them. If there's got to be a lawsuit, if there's got to be some sort of investigation or whatever, that going to connect, see? And the only word we ever hear is jurisdiction. In New Mexico, us Diné live in a checkerboard. And right now, we have people saying, oh, yeah, we're going to circle a big circle, and we're going to withdraw the land. And, you know, some of our own leaders were a part of this. And these people that live out there, you know, no longer can live free. It's like, what the heck? I'm ready to file a restraining order against the Interior Secretary because she is not a treaty tribe. And it's not that I don't have respect, but she jumped on the bandwagon with the white people. And one thing we all got to fight for in our communities is if you want to vote, don't let the Democrat or Republican control you. Got to get a law in there that's independent and be independent. That's what all the tribe needs to do if they want to vote. But we got to look back into what the treaty said, because some of our treaty, I'm learning that it's not fulfilled yet. And they think we're dumb and stupid that we're not going to do something about, but we can do something about it. And if it has to take the woman to do it and the mothers, the grandmothers, got to do it. And I think that that's the reason why there are different behaviors. And, you know, I'm not going to stand for that.
And that's the way we got to all stand as mothers, as grandmothers, and us women and ladies, and gotta do what we gotta do. That's all I gotta say.
Thank you, Grandma Etta. That was a pretty powerful and informative comment. I really like that. Grandma Jenny?
Yeah, that's true. That's what, you know, we were trying to share, you know, the understanding, you know, and now that you heard it from Etta, you know, it makes me feel like, gee, you know, everything is confirmed, you know, it's going to be the woman that are going to have to do it, you know. We have to, like she was talking, you know, talk about Turtle Island, huh? Like I was trying to share that understanding because something was given to our woman. I truly feel it. You know? And we're trying to help, you know. But how do we really truly help when you look at, you know, what I was talking about, how the younger ones, they're all just walking around like zombies, you know, because of their own meth and these drugs and what, you know. At the same time, you have all this corruption going on in that tribal office, all them people that are claiming to be their leaders, you know. And then you have the council that's supposed to be our people's council, our people's voice, which we call honorary council, which is the people of the tradition, the Python what, you know. Those were the people of the voice there. They were our council. They were the ones that spoke up against the government officials when they would come in and stuff, you know, because they had to keep history and understanding of stuff that, you know, way before a lot of us were even born. They lived all those days that people are talking about, you know, trying to learn history about them. And then you look at where the survivors of them people today, you know. They're talking about our grandpas and grandmas and stuff, you know, our mothers and fathers. Well, now we're the survivors, and I try to explain this to, you know, people that I talk with up here to look at, you know, the government. We have to look at it. We know who, you know, what's going on. I expected the older generations and grandmas to understand about treaties. And I talked to a 91-year-old grandmother. She spoke our fluent language, Blackfeet language, the Penny language. And I was explaining to her about, you know, what she understood about the treaties and what, and she said no. And I go, you don't understand? She said no. She didn't understand nothing about them. So what I learned from her is that she was, you know, in those missionary schools then. And she was going through all that when all those treaties and stuff were, you know, so they were never taught. They were never learned. So that's the problem today is a lot of our people don't understand anything about treaties, what they really are. They don't understand what constitutions really are. They don't understand anything about anything that was never taught to them. Then you look at the United Nations Declaration of the Indigenous Peoples' Rights. I didn't even know that anything about it until I told that story, how I came about it. And, you know, that blew my mind, you know, to have that experience for that to happen. So anyhow, that's when I started learning more about the United Nations Declaration. Start reading where it has parents' rights, children's rights, all those rights to basically not totally destroy us within. That's what I felt. But that gives us the right to teach our children what we want them to be taught now. And that's what really frustrates me. And I'm thinking, well, you know, all these people that are making all these documentaries, they're they're on YouTube. You know, people can learn all these things about, you know, they're, it's just like, gee, you know, okay, so what was given to us is was already given away, you know? Who are we supposed to be teaching our children? We just let them learn off of YouTube too, or what? Because you know that that's happening, because when you go to the ceremonies, some are not even, you know, there's hardly any people there. When there's enough people there, then you go to some that are, you know, bigger. And it makes you wonder, well, where's all the people, you know? They're all still living in that mentality, that the white man mentality, that our ways are bad and all that stuff, you know? And I hear that from our own elders, women, you know, come at me with that shit, and, man, I let them have it, you know? So we still have to experience that and put up with that amongst our own people, too, today. So at times, you know, I always do question, you know, my own mind about things, you know. Well, what is it then, you know? Then why are they doing ceremony still? Why are they still having powwows? Why are they still trying to teach about us in the colleges and schools now? And why is the white people and other people coming to try to learn about us, and they make books about our people, you know, and they go sell them, you know? And then we're still struggling, you know, trying to listen to these people that want to get voted in, and, you know, they're going to do all these things, and then there's no results of it, everything that they talked about. That's why our people, you know, getting the uproar about everything. Right here on the reservation up here, something's going to take place, you know, because they're so pissed off about what's happening on our reservation, and it seems like, you know, that business council that wants to play our chiefs and, you know, all of our leaders and our spiritual people and all, you know, they all play all that for us, you know. But look what's happening. I never heard one of them come out and talk like a real man or real chief or whatever, you know, leader. You just leave our people like they're blind and they're deaf and, you know, just can't keep on believing in a white man's ways. And when we talk about, you know, going back to the old ways, people say, oh, gee, you know, we can't go back to living in TV. But no, we're talking about, you know, we need to heal within ourselves. We need to start trusting each other, because we're going to have to start helping one another. We're coming to times where, you know, our food stores and stuff, you know, we're, you know, depending on the grocery stores more than our, you know, our own ways, you know, of living and eating. There's going to be a time it's coming. And I believe it's already here. I was talking to a guy way back in 2013. He said they were already stocking up on food 2 years before I even talked to him, you know. And he was paying attention. And he wanted to know why, how I understood, because I don't read the Bible, I told him. I don't get into that, you know. So I told him, I understand what you're talking about. I said, well, he goes, why don't you go down and tell him? I said, nah, why don't you go down there and tell him, you know. And he said, I already did, but they won't listen to me. He said, maybe they'll listen to you. And I said, well, what makes you think if they don't listen to you, they're going to listen to me? What's the difference, you know? So we're talking about those churches, you know? There's a lot of things that, you know, it's reality, what we're talking about. What I'm sharing anyways, you know. And, you know, and you try to think and feel, you know, because how we were raised and how we were taught and even how we prayed, you know, how to pray, how to smudge. You know, we earned those ways, you know, because they're taught to us by our grandparents the way, you know. Some people, you know, just, oh. But yeah, there's a lot going on. A lot going on. I like what Etta, what she said, you know, and I thank her for that.
Yeah, that's what she said was good. Remember, yeah. Jenny, when you and I went to Rapid City a couple of years ago, and we attended, you and I were attended the Black Hills Treaty meeting.
Yeah.
And the one who's no longer here, the oldest medicine man in this country, remember he was going to get a group of women together to learn about the treaties and send them to Washington and talk on everybody's behalf. Well, not everybody, but, you know, the treaty tribes. And I wish that had, like, got off the ground, because I was so gung-ho on learning what the treaties meant, reading about them. Because I really, truly believe, like Grandma Etta, that's still the supreme law of this land. And no matter what we do, that governs us, because we're the indigenous people of this Turtle Island. And it's always overlooked, always. And
yeah.
Food for Thought, BIA, they're not going to do anything. They're stagnant. It's a stagnant organization. All of the programs are. And we have to remember, and we have to remind each other, BIA was formerly called the Department of War. And these reservations were created as a prisoner of war camp. People don't like that. People don't like to hear it. My nephew is a cop and he totally hates that. So we, you know, we have a discussion about that. And you look at
right now with what's happening, they're doing war crimes against humanity itself, you know, life itself. You know,
yeah.
And that's what I don't like. I I'm tired of blaming God with all of us. Come on, you know. Enough of that. You know? Gee, you know, if you believe in it so much, and take it back across the oceans with you. Huh? It don't belong here, you know.
And I know a couple of years ago, too, before you and I went down to Rapid City and met over there at Pizza Ranch, there's a niece of mine and a handful of people that wanted to start up a treaty council for my reservation, because these ladies, one of them I'm related to and she's quite old, she has a lot of original treaty documents, and I'm sure that there's things in there that nobody has ever seen. And I, you know, was really interested in wanting to go talk to her and read through her documents. But because she's so old, we could never connect. You know, the time wasn't right. So I figured, well, maybe it's just not meant to be for this moment. But these handful of women from my reservation wanted to go back to the treaties because, like I said, it's the supreme law of this land. We're even over the tribal council, from what I understand. And tribal council is taken away from us as a people. They really are, if you really look at it and have a little bit of clarity, because they're not thinking for the people. They say they are when they're campaigning, but when they get into office, it's the same thing over and over again. The ones before them that came into office embezzled money, used money, took money that was meant for the people. My people are still destitute. My people are still poor, and I'm sure other reservations are exactly like that. And so these women wanted to make sure that these treaties were adhered to and not forgotten. And I really wish that they had been up and running by now, but, you know, there's been a couple of women, including my niece, that suffered a lot of health problems in the last 2 years. And so they invited me to be part of that as well, because I'm outspoken. And I just wish that all of us women could get together as a group from different tribes across the country, however it might be. There's a lot of thought process that has to go into, like, meeting. But if it's us women that has to gather together, let's support each other. Let's figure this out. Let's brainstorm and try to figure out how to meet somewhere and learn about these treaties. And what do we think it means? How do we interpret those treaties to help our own people? Because like Grandma Jenny says, it's the woman who's going to lead us out. And I truly believe that. I believe what Grandmother Etta says too about women leading us out. Because it's the women who stand their ground. Much kudos to the Lakota grandmothers who captured the German flag or the Hitler flag or whatever flag it was in North Dakota. Those are the kind of women that we need. Those are the kind of women that we need to be as grandmothers. We need to help our own. We need to help our families, ourselves, because nobody is going to help us but us. So let's start relying on each other, communicating with each other, brainstorming ideas, and get together so that we have a group of women that stand behind these treaties and will use them. That's just kind of my thought process. Grandma Jenny, would you like to say something?
Yeah. And that's what I always felt, you know. Well, you know, growing up and stuff, because my grandpa used to, you know, be on the honorary council, and they'd have all these meetings, you know, and stuff. And I used to always wonder, well, why, you know, do we have to keep asking the white man, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And using the Native American rights, you know, you go into the public offices, the welfare offices and stuff, they have your Native American rights hanging on the wall, okay? So they can't deny you anything because of those treaties. I had to use it against them in Oregon. Get that state capitol to, you know, side with me, you know? And so I thought, well, okay, so these rights were given to us, and so we know we have rights. We have human rights then, you know? And why is that? It's because of those treaties, right? And they're always trying to find a way to take them away from us now, huh? Oh, so, you know, and I'm thinking all the time, well, why, you know, why? Why is it like that, you know? Why is this world like this? Why were we born into a world, you know, where it was already going on, though, you know? And we're just kind of still learning about it. And I, in my mind, I thought, geez, you know, how is it, you know, really, what is this world really about? You know? They're still trying to study about us and everything, you know? And we don't even, you know, if we're, they're still trying to study about us, and, gee, there's something about us that, you know, we want to know or what, you know? But what is it within ourselves? What is it? And like you say, yeah, we need to gather. I've been saying that for how many years now? There's a time when a certain type of woman need to gather, you know? Yeah. And when you really understand it, you know, what we're talking about, so I say our teaching is a beautiful teaching, but women like that, we need to be protected, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that should be protected, that have that. They have that, what we call ability, a gift, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you look at other cultures across the oceans and stuff, you know, and you look how, you know, their women are beautiful and respected, you know. But ours were, you look at what, how they had to earn their status or what they're carrying or what. But the women, yeah, they were the keepers, you know. And you look, when I explained the treaty to that old lady, I can't remember her name, but she was a wild. And here, I told her, you know, I said, well, to me, how I look at it, I thought, explain it to how I kind of understand it, you know, how I would picture and understand it and explain it. I said, like, you know, them, I said, you know, you have to, if you, if they have a peaceful land and you want to live on it and what, build on it or whatever, put your house on it, so you can ask them, you know, for permission, you know, to live there. Yeah. But then you're going to make an agreement with them what they can and cannot do on that piece of land. You know? And then you're leasing it to them, giving them a chance to live there. See, but they didn't follow by which, what you told them. They start destroying it, you know. Putting stuff, you know, where it's not supposed to be and what, you know. And that's what they did right here. They built something that don't belong here. Then, you know, and you look at some of the chiefs up north, they didn't agree with it. They didn't want to sign that, those treaties, because that gave the white man the right to live here, you know. Otherwise, they would have wiped them out. And that's what those treaties are really all about. So our tribe, the Blackfoot, the Pekani people on this side, they basically were kind of like the last tribe that the Calgary, you know, had contact with, you know. And we're still living in those times, you know, just like they're, you know, what they're doing still, you know. I was trying to get rid of us. We're the Indian problem. You know? And we're not even Indian, so.
And, you know, you got to take a look at this European government, you know, that just kind of put the light bulb on for me. Because everybody, we have to remind each other, BIA, Department of War, how they started police. Well, you know, when we got on reservations, they took some of our men and turned them into police. So right there is a big wedge between our people. So that escalated through the generations, that division. BIA cops on horse, you know, policing their own people. So that's what the government did to our people. That's how it got started, you know. There's 100 million examples of how division became started in within our people. That's only one example. And you see that division today. You know, like I said, my nephew is a BIA cop, and he knows I don't like BIA. He knows I don't like the tribal government. He knows I am just totally unhappy, because that's not who we are. That's not who we were generations ago. But because this government put our people in that position, caused a lot of hatred, a lot of division. And we didn't have that before. And so that division carries on through the generations. It's called lateral oppression. That's my opinion anyway. But that's how I see it. And that light bulb finally went off. So, you know, how do our people come together? How do we start talking to each other? A prime example, like last week's show, where we heard all of that anger in a younger generation. And me and you, Grandma Jenny, we had to sit here and hear it all. Even though we tried to say, you know, could we get a little bit of order here, please? Could we not do this? Well, nobody listened. They talked over us. So that's just respect. You're talking to an elder who's asking you nice, in a nice way, in a respectful manner, to stop. But it continued to escalate. So that's another form of division. And that all goes back to the European government and what they taught us. And unfortunately, in this day and age, our people have learned that division. They've learned how to lie. They've learned how to manipulate, just like the European people that came to this continent and stayed and took our land and lied to us, gave us blankets with measles, gave us diseases that we couldn't bounce back from. It decimated populations. Thousands and thousands and millions of our people died from the time that the Europeans set foot on this continent. We fought way back then. We're still fighting. We're still fighting against their government, because that's not who we are. It doesn't, like you said, Grandma Jenny, it doesn't work for us. What works for us is our own spirituality. We need to stand our ground. We need to be vocal. We need to center ourselves. We need to carry ourselves in a good manner, keep ourselves in prayer, help each other, communicate to each other, and hopefully a younger generation can come on and say, well, you know what? These grandmas are right. We're out here fighting amongst each other. My ego is getting too big because I'm the director of this program. I'm the director of that program. They hear my voice. My pictures are splattered all over the media. It's all about me. It's all about my ego. That's another form of division for our people. And that's not who we are. Not who we are. But a lot of our people taken on the assimilation process, the acculturation process. You look at our women. Our women are so, our younger generation, they're so lost. They call each other the N-word, the B-word. That's not how we talk to each other. Boy, if I had said that when I was younger, my mom would have disciplined me pretty bad. We don't do that. You know, the assimilation process, you see that in our own communities, in the younger generation. We're beautiful women, very natural beauties. And you see all of these women that have blue contacts on because they're trying to look like the European people. That's not who we are. Not who we are, unless it's in the bloodline somewhere and they happen to be born that way, have a recessive gene, but that's not who we are. You know, everybody wants to walk around and have ego. Well, that's part of the assimilation process. That's part of the governmental plan way back then in the time of the horse, when it started with Carlisle, Pennsylvania, trying to acculturate our people. Get rid of the Indian. Save the man. Well, you know, they did a really good job. It's still going on to this day, except for a handful of people who have that clarity to see that's not where we're supposed to be. But that's my opinion. So, yeah, if one of your grandmothers would like to say something.
I'll say something. You look at it, so I say, you know, and our understanding and ways of seeing this world, understanding this world, and within, you know, our sight, you know, or here, you know, understanding or teaching or what. You know, and you look at it and, you know, and you interpret it, you know. The most important is, you know, how do you interpret what was being shown to us. Yeah, the kids are just suffering. And they still have to kill the Indian, save the child, I know, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that continues to this day through all of the elementary schools, all of the colleges, they're brainwashing everybody. It's okay to have an education. It's okay to have a degree, but what are you doing with it to help your own people instead of living in the urban areas? Go back and help your people. If I had a degree, I'd be helping my people.
Yeah, that's the sad thing, though, because my own nephew, you know, he went out there and chased, you know, the white man's higher education, you know, onto the university and you know, learn more and more about history and what and what. And he goes back home and thinking in his mind, you know, he's going to go get this job. And shit, went home, there's no job. No job, no home. You know, he was trying to look for a place and what, you know, bought himself one of those little sheds and put it out in the country. And, you know, and I said, see? So what did he do? He ended up having to leave the reservation to go get that job in the white man's education. Hmm. Gee, so that's why I say, you know, don't chase it too much. You know, but I talked about, I didn't learn it from no university or no YouTube or what and what, you know, no book or what. This shared knowledge, you know, what was shared and what I grew up understanding and hearing. But yeah. So when you look at that, is it still going on? The sad part about all of it, too, is that their own people are doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And how do we get away from it? You know, how do we start taking care of our own without having to rely on the government, without having to rely on these 501c3 programs where everything is government-funded? And once you, I mean, this is my own personal opinion, but once you start getting into the 501c3 programs, government funding, all of these programs, you don't have the freedom to say what you really feel. You don't have that freedom to go out there and become united in harmony with somebody else that feels the same way, that's fighting the same thing that you are. They tell you what to do. They tell you how far you can go with it. They tell you what to say. And they basically, you're a puppet. I mean, really, that's what it boils down to, because the government is still telling you what to do. Now, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. But I don't see a whole lot of these programs really helping our people. And you look like, okay, here's an example. Social services, child protective services, these are governments. These don't belong to us. These are something that were created by the Europeans. There's money into taking these kids away. So what do? Oh, they dream something up. Well, I guarantee you, you know, there's a few isolated cases out there where people are really doing what they're alleging, you know, whatever the charges may be. But still, that government is breaking apart our family unit. They're breaking apart our spirituality. And when are we going to stand up to that kind of system, systematic abuse? And that's what it really boils down to. It affects us mentally, physically, spiritually. They're breaking up our family units. They say they're going to help, but they won't. What are they going to do? I mean, really? Are you going to send me to a school that's going to teach me how to be Indian? No. You don't see that. Not happening. So we have to really try to navigate somehow, some way away from that government process, because a lot of the times this is where our problems come from, is that systematic abuse. They've attacked our families. They've attacked our spirituality. They've torn us apart. And we have to lay blame where blame really belongs. And I just, you know, that's just an example of what the government does to our people. Doesn't matter if we're from the same tribe or not. It's happening all over this country, and it's happened from the time they built Carlisle, Pennsylvania. That was one of our first schools in this country that divided our culture. And they're still doing it. It's still an assault on our way of life. It's still assault on our family unit. We didn't live individually like these Europeans do. We lived in clans. We lived in small groups of our own family, extended family. That's who we are. And now you see all of that division, because now we're separated. The government did a good job separating everybody, making the land inhospitable. They put us all on land that was inhospitable, thinking that we couldn't survive, so that they could take our all of our land away. That's the history of this country. Nobody wants to hear about it. Nobody wants to talk about it, but I'm here to remind them right now that I remember. This is what they did to our people, my own family lineage. You know, they gave everybody, okay, for example, the slaves. They gave the freed slaves 40 acres and a mule. Well, they gave us 60 acres, trying to make us into farmers, trying to put us in square houses. And so each time, as time goes on, each generation becomes more and more acculturated to that. And that's not who we are. We have to come together, support each other, try to take what we have left and rebuild, and try to stand our ground to this government. You look at all of these oil companies, these gas companies, helium down there in Grandmother Etta's region of the United States, where they have this helium that they're protesting. They're tearing up our land, our water tables underground. They're polluting our air. And pretty soon there's not going to be anything left for us. So when is enough enough, and when are we all going to come together and unite? AIM did it. Look what they did for their, you know, for the people back in their generation. They broke open a lot of things for us. You look at Clyde Belcourt. He started the first immersion school in this country. Look what AIM did for us. They broke down barriers. They stood their ground. Look at these grandmothers that are standing up to DAPL. Look at the grandmothers down in Grandma Etta's part of the region. They're standing up to the helium. So if all of these women could unite, imagine how powerful we can be. I mean, really imagine that. Because at one time, we were powerful people. We beat the government. We beat 7th Cavalry. We beat a lot of things. The last battle of this country, maybe even of the century, probably was the Battle of the Little Bighorn. So we have to remember, we're powerful people. We have connections to the land, the air, the water. We have all of that embedded in our memories from time immemorial. And it's up to us to come together and help each other as grandmothers, support each other. Like Jenny, you talking about a walk, getting together a group of women. Well, I want to be there to support you, because that's what we're supposed to do. And Grandmother Etta, if you guys are down there, and if I have a lot of money, I'd go down there and support you too on the front lines. Because that's what it's going to take, is for all of us to unite. But we can't unite because of this European government. This European government and their programs are dividing us so heavily. And if you look back on the history of our people, lateral oppression says it all. Even the ones that preach they're healthy. No, you're not, because now you're talking a whole different ball game. And now you're saying this and you're saying that, when really in all reality, it's division. So when are we going to come together? How do we come together? And when can we make this happen? Because everybody is poor, so we'd have to plan. We'd have to save up. Have to meet in a place somewhere in the middle, so it's not hard on all of us. And we can make this happen. We really can. Because I really believe the women are really are the one, the prime players that's going to bring us through. I really, truly believe that. Grandmother Etta, you want to say something?
Yeah, I think that a good way to start is find your treaty, find a copy of your treaty.
Mm-hmm.
From your tribe, and start with that. Because you know, we all still have our ways, our prayers. We still have some elders that is a strong backbone. And with prayers, nothing is difficult, because, you know, of the Creator and the belief. It doesn't matter how some people became more of European, but that was what they chose. And it's even just a small group in your community, and to start educating the young people. You know, I think that's just even a handful, 5, 6, that can go a long ways. And that's who we're doing it for, is our kids and our children. Because how can we not be able to do something, even though our leaders are, they think who they are. But the more that we know, and how our prayers are strong in our fireplace, and our also our sacred water, the air, and also Earth Mother that we walk on, and the sun, the Father Sun, the moon, everything, the Creator created everything. And to me, it's not, complicated. You know, if there's always a way, just pray about it, and it will all work together. And I think that you're right about talking about how our leaders, these leaders that want to take office and lead the people, are misleading the people and playing with their mind. But a lot of people are learning now, just like ourselves, like over with the helium and nearby. In Christine Benally's community, we learn through by listening, getting on the phone call, that the Navajo Nation, Department of Justice, and also the Environmental Protection Agent of the Navajo Nation was sharing with the people and spilled the beans and gave more information. And I'm glad that community put up that meeting, because they told the people that that there is no fracking law. And when your leaders draft a legislation to approve on on fracking to be or either any minerals, that they open the door for everything that's in the ground, and they don't have to tell the people, see. And that's the Europeans' way.
Mm-hmm.
But this Department of Justice, who these leaders are that hire them in office, is white people, see. And they forgot about the fundamental law. They forgot about that law, which is our natural law.
Mm-hmm.
And that is above the white man's law. See, we have to start with with just even five people, even how many people you can get. And yes, there needs to be a treaty council with the people and the tribes that have treaties. And that's where it can be a push and pulling together. It's going to be like an embarrassment moment, because how this BIA got in there is like a pyramid to every tribe. It's like a string to every
mm-hmm.
tribe. If you cut that string, there won't be United States of America. The only way United States is United States is because of the tribes, because of the BIA as a pyramid. Yes, you're correct on how the BIA was formed to build dormitories, to build, these schools. And, our elders made it real clear that was in World War II that used our language. And it's the treaty tribe that helped the Europeans, see, just to save life. Our language was used.
Yep, it sure was.
They used different tribes. So how can we not know that our language was number one and was the key?
Mm-hmm.
And that is where we should all stand our ground right now at this Russia and this war that's happening. Outskirt of that base, there's probably more of our Indian tribes there on the ground soil over there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I guarantee you there are more Indian tribes over there than there is any other nationality.
We got 2 minutes in the show. Sorry.
Okay. Well, that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Grandma Etta. I appreciate all of your commentaries. You make a lot of sense, and you're a strong grandmother to be coming on the show and voicing your opinion for what you believe in is right. And the same for you, Grandma Jenny. I appreciate you both. You're quite awesome ladies, grandmothers. So we have 4 minutes left in the show. I don't know if there's something you want to say quickly.
Well, I'd like to say something. the reason why I feel that, it's about the women, there's in the teachings it talks about these times,
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it has to do with, the teaching of Turtle Island. Earth, we have that connection with the animals, and we feel her, And those are teachings that are old, that they took from us, when they were killing our teachers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Language teachers, story keepers, everything, And that's what I feel, they're, like I say, we're the survivors of them, we're the people that they're trying to learn about, you know, but at the same time, they want to kill us, and then they want to save us, and next thing they want to kill us, and they want to save us again, you know.
Yeah, they want to take our language, learn our language, learn about spirituality, take it away, sell it. You know, we're quite popular people, I guess.
We're a survivor. We should get in payment, though. Well, yeah, I think that's up for coming on, because when I hear her talk, it just makes a lot of sense, and see, it makes me like, all right, you know, she confirmed, we know what I've been trying to tell our people, you know? And I don't know, but from what I understand, our ways were not supposed to be taught in the white man's school. It's supposed to be only at the ceremony, you know? And that's where it works at. But yeah, I'm happy for this conversation.
Yeah, so am I. A nice, peaceful conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, right?
Another one, we just got crazy and just shut down on us.
I
holy
know.
Crap.
Negative energy.
We talked about energy. Holy man, that was a lot of energy.
Shut my computer. 90 seconds left in the show. So I want
to
say,
job, ladies.
Yeah, you too, Grandma Etta. Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate your presence. You too, Grandma
Etta. Makes it real when she calls in.
Next Friday and Saturday, join us from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Guest call-in number is area code 657-383-1630. Hear the voices of Indigenous women rise from across Turtle Island, individually and collectively, about the injustices and what it means to us. We have 50 seconds left in the show, ladies. And to the callers that called in, thank you for calling in. Maybe area code 708 can come on next Friday and tell us your name and where you're calling from. So 30 seconds left in the show, ladies. So we're going to close out the show, and I really appreciate everybody calling in and talking about what it means to us, you know, because we're the women, we're the ones that matter. 10 seconds. So we shall see you next Friday, next Saturday. Good night, everybody.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.